Jody Norwood with the Lake Barkley Tourism Commission. I will do my best today to give you some topical information and to answer any questions you might have, but I've only been in this role since mid-July. And most of that's been spent dealing with our annual budget and our audit and those sorts of things. So I'm still very much getting better versed on tourism in our area. But I do have a little bit of experience in it. I grew up in Marshall County, grew up actually on Kentucky Lake, and then started the day after September 11th at the Herald Ledger in Lyon County and worked there for about 10 or 12 years, and then it, being a Paxton Media paper, they kind of moved me around a little bit. So I've worked in Katy's, worked at the Sun in Paducah, Marshall County, and I've worked for the Times Leader for Jared Nelson for about 6 to 8 months or so. So the last several years, after the newspaper downsizing, I have been, or I was working in medical equipment supplies. So I was buying those for a company out of Murray, and then this opportunity came up and I decided, hey, being 3 miles away from my office is a lot better than being an hour from Murray, because in the interim there we had moved to Edible. So so that's kind of a little crash course background on my history. Like I said, I will do my best to answer any questions you may have. So the Lake Barkley Tourism Commission is essentially Lyon County. We were originally formed by Lyon County Fiscal Court, the City of Edible, and the City of Catawba. They came together and said, hey, we want an agency that's going to promote our area, promote the lake, and the events and things that we have going on. That's done by a state statute that permits for that. So the foundation of our tourism effort is Lake Barkley. It's a 57,900-acre man-made lake, which is operated by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It has a diverse mix of business and recreational opportunities, from fishing and boating to camping, hunting, hiking, and more. And if you can't tell, I was reading that verbatim off. So some numbers, because I like to throw numbers out there early and often. Employment-wise, what does tourism mean for our communities? Well, in Caldwell County, there's a direct employment from, these are 2024 numbers. Of course, we don't have the 25 numbers just yet. But according to the latest state information, Caldwell counties were 93 directly employed with 140 total employment in the tourism industry. For Lyon County, that's 236 direct employed and 266 total employed. For Caldwell County, that was up, the total employment was up about 3 people from the previous year. It was 137 the year before. For Lyon County, it was up about 2 people. So it's good to continue to have that growth. Just for the statewide, for the tourism industry, in 2024, direct employment was 70,876, and total employment was 97,394. So a large chunk of our workforce is in tourism in the state. So people come in, what do they spend? In Caldwell County, the direct spend in 2024 was $11.4 million, with a total spend of $17.6 million. That was up from the previous year, where in 2023 it was $10.9 million direct and a total of $17 million. For Lyon County, $31.5 million direct spending last year and $37.6 million in total spending, which were also both up about $1 million. But the kind of eye-popping number for the state, in 2024, direct spending was $10.1 billion in tourism and $14.2 billion tourism dollars total. So statewide, you know, there's been a lot of effort to promote the Bourbon Trail, the horse parks, the racing, those industries. You've probably seen, even if you didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, you've probably seen more growth on those trail efforts over the last several years, about horse trails, bourbon trails, hiking trails, like trails, to try and connect the communities. Because that's really what tourism is about. When you book a vacation, you don't book a vacation in one place. You're booking it in an area. Whether you realize it or not, you're booking it in an area of, they've got the beach, they've got Disney World, they've got, you know, Gatlinburg, they've got the mountains to the south, they've got all that sort of stuff. You're booking it in a region. So there's been a pretty orchestrated effort the last several years to try and market not just Kentucky as a state and not just communities like ours, but to try and interconnect all that so that people who may want to experience horsing and a weekend on the lake can get all that together in the same package. So, and just for statewide, that was up about 500 million over the previous year for both direct and total spending. So it continues to be something that keeps growing and growing. So I'm going to read again, just in case you can't tell. Lyon County's modern tourism industry has its roots in the 1950s when construction began on Barclay Dam, about a decade after the completion of Kentucky Dam. Towns of Edible and Catawba were relocated, and when both dams were operational, lake area businesses began to spring up. So that's where our campgrounds and fishing businesses, boating businesses, you know, if you've got a lake that's, I forget how many football fields that is, but it's a lot. It's a lot of football fields. When you've got one that big and you've got access to waterways that can have those large boats and watercraft come in, you've got to have people who can work on them. You've got to have businesses that can sell them, because some people do come here just to buy a boat, stick it on the lake, and we'll see you again next year. And that's totally fine. And that's really the goal of tourism, is to get people in, but also to get them into other businesses besides just the ones that you think of off the top of your head. So it's not just about getting people into the marinas or spending a weekend at the campground. It's about having them come out and enjoy dinner at Majestic's, going over to Beals and shopping, going to a bookstore and buying a book, you know, going to Walmart, buying a pair of shoes because you forgot yours on the back of your car, you know. So going back to our history a little bit, Edible received another boost in the 1980s with the construction of the West Kentucky Outlet Mall. That has changed hands a few times over the years. Right now, I believe it's the Lyon County Business Center. But it is still very much part of the community in Lyon, and it is still very functional and home to several businesses and stores. So consumer habits have grown and changed over time, and Lyon County business owners have adapted. Currently, Lyon County is home to nearly two dozen restaurants, 10 campgrounds, 6 hotels, 5 resorts and marinas, the business center, formerly known as the mall, Mineral Mound State Golf Course, and Venture River Water Park. And that's not including all the Airbnbs and, you know, small operations and mom-and-pop stores that we all have also. Which Airbnbs are an interesting thing, and for anybody who's dealt with the tourism industry, it's a challenge.
A big challenge.
Yeah.
A very big challenge.
And it's not just us. It's not something we feel in this community. It's not something we feel just in the state. It's a nationwide thing. There are cases being litigated in New York and other parts of the country where you basically have kind of two different sides of one saying, well, yeah, maybe we will. And then the other side saying, hey, you really need to, as far as trying to be transparent with how those taxes are levied and that sort of thing. It's a little different from a brick and mortar type of a, you know, a Motel 6 or a Best Western or, you know, a traditional type of hotel where you've got individual business owners that sometimes are having other people operate those businesses for them, and they're just paying a flat tax. And how much of that is being recorded? Don't know. But that's a challenge that will probably continue to grow and adapt over time. So how do we bring people here? Kentucky Travel Industry Association advocates for, and this is a quote, tourism marketing only succeeds as a public-private partnership. Advertising and promotion by industry businesses is essential. However, those efforts are focused on the individual business and are limited in their ability to increase Kentucky destination awareness and demand. Therefore, statewide and public, local public sector marketing is also essential. So that's a big thing that we try to do. Essentially what that's saying is, yeah, there's agencies out there at the state level that are going to market Kentucky as a big national thing. They're going to try and get people to come in from all over the place to watch horse races and go to bourbon trails and those sorts of things. But it also takes local level people doing that work also to promote things like Black Patch. And we've got Founders Day going on in Lyon County this weekend. To promote those kind of events, promote those festivals. People who see it on the day-to-day, you see people who come into your stores, who come into your public offices and say, hey, I'm here in town, I'm visiting my uncle, my grandmother, whoever, for a week, what's there to do? And part of our effort is to steer them towards the things that we see on a daily basis, things that sometimes we take for granted. Like I said, I grew up on Kentucky Lake. I didn't think anything about going someplace else to go spend a week on a lake when I got to be a young adult. But for people who maybe you live in Chicago or Evansville or some of those places, it's a big deal. They don't get that experience of just, I don't have to be at work for 4 hours. I'm going to grab a fishing pole and just go down to fish off the dock. So, Lake Buckley Tourism Commission and similar agencies across the Commonwealth do that through a mix of encouraging and partnering with local businesses, utilizing local tax dollars, and taking part in State Department of Tourism initiatives. So where does the funding for it come from? Well, like just about everything else when you're dealing with the government, comes from taxes, which it is what it is. So a 1% statewide hotel room tax is the sole source of funding for all Kentucky Department of Tourism advertising and marketing, including programs that provide matching grants for tourist commissions. So that's one thing that we utilize and most of your tourism agencies across the state utilize. We were speaking earlier about the importance of grants and how those can really change things at smaller levels because you just don't have access to the kind of money necessary. I know the road sign effort that was going on here recently, those signs look great. But I know also it's a lot of work, and if you don't have those grants, sometimes that's not really achievable for small locations. You know, you don't just have $200,000 or $300,000 laying around for road signs or, you know, some of the efforts that there are grants out there for. I remember a number of years ago there was one, I don't believe it was in one of our communities locally, but it was about lighting, and it was to put up lampposts. Totally changed the look. Really made that downtown area look very, very nice. And I don't remember where it was exactly. But grant funding is very important to small tourism agencies like ours. So, let's see. The rest of, so we do get grant funding, but we do also have the room tax, the transient room tax, which we were speaking on earlier, with the hotels and the Airbnbs. And then we have, some cities are able to enact a restaurant tax. So if you eat in the city edible, you pay their tax, and then that comes back to us to use to promote Lyon County and Lake Barkley. We'll skip over that. That, in a nutshell, is what I've got as a about a month into the tourism director role. Like I said, I'm still very much getting my feet wet. We have a state convention, state CVB meeting. Convention Visitors Bureau meeting going on tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. So as soon as we wrap up here today, I'm going to get everything packed up to head off to that. One thing I can say that since I have been in the role is anytime I've reached out to peers in local communities or at the state level, very beneficial. A lot of help, a lot of support. I came in and, speaking of the matching grants, we had to have all that turned in, I believe it was August 1st, and said, hey, I've got 2 weeks and I don't have any of this stuff together. What do you need me to do? And a lady at the state said, okay, here's what not to do, first of all, because this is what you're going to do, and it's going to be wrong, so don't do that. Here's what you need to do. And she sent that stuff to me. We were able to get that together with a few extensions, and you know, got that all turned in. But any questions?
What about Lake Barkley Lodge down there? What do you know about that? I mean, is it going to be a, when are they shut down now, or are they going to, or do you have any idea?
Honestly, I don't know. We get a lot of calls. So we operate the tourism center there in Catawba, and we are named the Lake Barkley Tourism Commission. So when you Google Lake Barkley, we're generally the first thing that comes up. So we get a lot of calls saying, hey, I want to book a room. And we say, we don't have any rooms. Honestly, I don't really know.
We had, who I'm looking back at, our speaker from Ashley Joyner. She was here back in March, and she represents, and several of the rooms stayed open. There was a block of rooms that was never closed down because the rooms were not undergoing the renovation. It was the lodge. Mm-hmm. And I saw something recently on social media, Facebook, about the progress and so forth. So there were a block of rooms that were shut down because it was there would be a lot of noise with the construction going on. But then there were several rooms that never closed down.
That's good. It's supposed to be closed for 3 years.
Yeah.
Which makes it really good because Rotary will have their convention, their regional convention, our district convention, at Lake Barkley in 3 years.
Good. But they're making progress, and they, I know one of the things that Ashley had shared, when you go out front, the massive timbers, they replace those with, not replicas, but timbers that I think had to come from probably, I think, Washington, or Oregon. They use the same wood, and so the expense of that, but they felt it was necessary to be very authentic and replace those big timbers holding up the drive through the,
Their last seafood buffet was Saturday, September 5th.
Oh.
So I think they are in the process.
So I know you said you're very new, but would you say, I know you guys have, how many hotels did you say in total?
I believe
three.
I won't say wrong.
Three?
Hotels are six.
Six,
yeah.
Okay. So obviously you'll have more hotels than us, but would you say that the restaurant tax is a big factor in y'all having more funds to be able to do stuff?
Oh, it's huge. So for a little background, the city of Catawba split out several years ago from our tourism commission. So we'd still collect a room tax for hotels in the city of Catawba, but we're unable to collect a restaurant tax. We do still collect a restaurant tax from the city of Edible. I'm actually getting that number together right now, but it's roughly 35 to 38% of our budget. So you take all of those hotels and all the Airbnbs and all of everything else that we get grant-wise and that, which grants are good, but, the taxes are the meat of our budget. And just what we get off of the Edible restaurants, because we don't collect from Catawba, is around 35 to 38% of our budget.
How many people do you guys employ, like the tourism as a whole?
As a whole? So it is, we have a 7-member board, which is all volunteer. They're all appointments. There's no paid position there. The only paid positions are myself and then 2 part-time office workers. So we operate the tourism center Monday through Saturday throughout the year. Holidays, we're typically open, with the exception of Christmas. Right. Christmas and Thanksgiving will typically close those days, but like Labor Day recently, we were open for that. but yeah, it's I'm the only full-time physician, and then like I said, we do have two. Each one of them works 3 days, so it works out fairly well. But we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday covered, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday covered. And there have been times in the past when we would hire temporary workers, but you know that's more for events to help out with parking and
yeah.
and those sorts of things.
I'm the director of tourism here.
She has a very personal interest in yeah.
yes.
The numbers that you shared with mm-hmm. the amount of money that comes into Lyon County, Caldwell, that support to our not yeah the money that comes in. How is that gathered, that data? Where?
So, I'll be honest, I don't know.
I mean, I can imagine, I just didn't know if there, yeah.
So, those numbers were all from state reporting. Mm-hmm. I am trying to find out exactly how that comes in, because, for one, I want to be able to answer that question. And for two, it seems low for me. Like, it really does seem low. I know those are big numbers that we were talking about with, like, in the employment for Lyon County, it was 266 total. But I live in Edible. It seems a lot more than 266 people total. And that's not the direct. The direct was 236. So, and spending-wise, you know, like I said, was... 37 million total for Lyon County last year. Again, that seems kind of low based off of what we generate just in the tax in the office. So, yeah, I am trying to find out exactly how those numbers are generated by the state, but
just curious how that's tracked. How did they know? You know, I mean, I know someone can follow my debit card.
Yeah.
You know, wherever I'm traveling, but.
But I don't know if they're utilizing the numbers that we submit as far as what we collect from the transient room taxes and the restaurant taxes. I don't know if that's where they're generating the number from, or if they're utilizing other resources to get those numbers as well.
That's a good Rhonda or Karen question.
Yep, Rhonda has been really, really great.
Yeah,
That was the one who said, "Don't do this."
I've recently gone through the same thing. Don't worry.
Back when I was mayor, we tried to get a tourism tax, and there were certain restaurant tours, this being one, that were very negative about it. Oh, the people stopped coming, you know, and now this is $3, and has anybody stopped coming? And no. We had just passed alcohol tax, so this was just right on top of it. I think it may have been too much, but well, what a shame. You know, how much money we could have accumulated for you in that time. And I don't
know.
It's
okay, I'm going to try to.
Yeah. there were some messages that really supported it. But it was just, you know, and I don't think people have noticed it one bit, you know, not considering what's happened now.
Because they, most of the time, they don't notice that they pay it in every town around us. Mm-hmm. So we're. Anywho, yeah, I'm going to work on it.
It was a big failure on my part, but I couldn't help it. I did the best I could.
It's not a fail. And, just got to keep trying.
And that's part of it, too, I think, because I was in newspapers when Edible, well, in Lyon County, when they enacted the room tax and the restaurant tax. And there were a lot of people that were upset, and then everybody just kind of forgot about it. And I think it's an important point that almost everybody around you. And I'm not trying to advocate for taxes. I don't want that to be mistaken. But when every community around you has it, it's kind of hard to say, well, yeah, we could do this, but we don't want to tack on a 1% tax or a 2% tax or a 3% tax. And I know nobody likes paying taxes. I don't like paying taxes. But, you know, whenever I get my sandwich at McDonald's or wherever, I don't look at it and go, I paid an extra 6 cents. So, for the consumer, it is a cost. But for the business owner, it's just a pass-through. It's a tax just like a sales tax that you collect. Because we run into that a lot with Airbnbs of, well, why have I got to pay this tax? Well, because you charge somebody that tax, or you were supposed to anyway. you get people that, that have the misconception that's their money that, that they're having to pay the tax on, but honestly, it's a pass-through with the consumer, where the consumer is the one that's supposed to pay the tax. And then they collect it and pass it on to the entity. So.
And don't you think, possibly, you know, in many situations, it's about educating the community to say, here's where your money is going, and here's what it can do. Because oftentimes, you know, yes, we all get upset about when there's an increase, but when we know more, then we might think differently.
Which is the start of the PowerPoint that I read from today. It's something I've been working on and off for the last couple of weeks to try and get that together. Because a lot of it is just about education. There was a state representative one time, and he was retiring. And I asked him, what was the biggest difference now versus when he started in office? And he said, they just don't educate anymore. They just don't tell the voters what's going on and why it's important to them. And I'm not running for office, but it is important for me to let business owners and consumers and taxpayers know this is what your money's going for. It's, yes, we're collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars, but that's going to put on events, that's going to, you know, bring in millions, literally millions of visitors to the area, not just in Lyon County and in like the Lake Barclay region, but just Western Kentucky in general. Everything that every tourism office does impacts the rest of us. So the more people who are out there supporting and promoting Kentucky Lake and Lake Barclay, I'm all for it, because they come to the region, and again, you're not marketing a town, you're not marketing a specific location, you're marketing the region. So if those people are here on Kentucky Lake and they want to know, hey, what's a really good barbecue joint? Well, if they Google it, maybe they come across the barbecue joint in my town, which helps our people and our taxpayers.
I think Adams Breezy Hill is just expanding left and right. Yeah. From there, all people that they don't know, you know, who come in from the state. Well, thank you.
Thank you all for having me.
We thrilled you enough. Thank you for coming.